Hello, everyone out there. This is Trevor with Tea Time Reports. Thank you so much for tuning back in to another episode of the podcast. It is greatly appreciated for all the support. If you're a new listener or returning listener, make sure you guys are liking, commenting, and subscribing. Give us a little follow on Spotify, Amazon Music, or Apple Podcasts. Also, check us out on social media on Instagram, X, Threads, and TikTok at Tea Time Reports, as well as YouTube. Subscribe, like, and comment to our YouTube channel at Tea Time Reports as well. If you want to join the community, get a part of our different platforms, get a part of the interaction we're trying to create here, definitely feel free. This is, in terms of like sports and stuff and film, like, yeah, you're allowed to have your own like opinion and stuff and, you know, bring your own kind of biases. Like, okay, yeah, no, I really like Liam Neeson's movies, or I really like the UFL compared to the NFL, or I really like Kendrick Lamar over Drake. Anyone can have their own opinion on art, and it definitively, absolutely won't be right or wrong, in my personal opinion. Like, there's very few cases where something objectively, like, artistic-wise is utter trash, and there wasn't even an attempt. And don't get me wrong, you can bring up, like, the Dragon Ball Z movie, you can bring up, like, I don't know, Vanilla Ice's career, I don't know, you can bring up so many different things that are kind of like, okay, what are you talking about, but you'd have to go diving deep for that. Most of the time, if someone is trying to make something artistic or something of like artistic value, they're trying, putting effort and passion into it. So you can really only voice your opinion on it. But when it comes to the news or politics, it's really, obviously there's a spectrum to politics and there's right and wrong answers. There's updates, new data coming out all the time. And you know, ideas and values can change. But when it comes to common sense, that's where it kind of, there's really not a right or, like, there's no if, ands, or buts to that, if that makes sense. Like, common sense in politics, in science, in healthcare, in society, in your community, from state legislation to county governments to your fucking community service, whatever, you have to have people that can distinguish right from wrong, yes from no, in those type of, like, we need a decision moments. And not, you know, like, oh, is annexing Greenland right or wrong? A lot of people are going to say it's wrong. It's a power grab. Yeah, but there's a lot of reasons that it actually makes sense. And your opinion can only take you so far in arguments like that without, you know, actual facts and data to back up your point. And I feel like we've kind of lost that, you know, kind of, we've lost that for sure. Not only just in like society's levels of like conversation and interaction, but just in politics, especially when you, I mean, the audits that are coming out now are absolutely insane. I mean, the American Press, I think it was one of those, gosh, I can't remember the exact, hold on, let me pull it up here. Elon Musk has been going crazy, and the Doge team have been going crazy with these audits. That's all I have to say. But here, let me, so Reuters was paid millions of dollars by the U.S. government for quote-unquote large-scale social deception. That is literally what it says on the purchase order. They're a total scam. The DOD paid Reuters $9 million for social engineering programs. Doge investigations reveal mysterious Defense Department payments to Reuters for large-scale social deception projects were between 2018 and 2022. While DARPA claims it was for cyber defense, questions swirl about why a news agency received millions of dollars for social engineering. The revelation comes as the other social media and media outlets in general face scrutiny over federal funding. The source on this was USA Spending.gov, and Elon Musk is going crazy on Twitter, kind of reiterating all of this stuff as well. But the fact that a large media outlet, and even, you know, we all know, if you've read Reuters or Routers or however the fuck you say it, it's incredibly biased. It's not a actual news outlet. It's more of a blog. It's more of people just kind of voicing their opinions, and there's nothing wrong with that, but just distinguish that in your letterhead, in your motto, in your company's fucking name. Like, I don't know. I think that's, they found another one too. I can't remember what it was. I'm trying to find it. Bear with me. I think it was the American Press, Associated Press. Hold on. DOGE officials have just entered the IRS building in D.C. to begin their investigation into the agency. Yeah, that's also pretty crazy. We'll dive into that. But RFK also getting confirmed as the HHS secretary. And honestly, the quote there is, time to make America healthy again. if that's even fucking possible at this point. I guess what I'm trying to circle back to here is this Doge team. You know, you can scrutinize Elon Musk all you want, call him a piece of shit, call this fascism or some kind of tyrannical takeover. And there is that small percentage chance that that could be what is happening. You know, this is very unprecedented, a kind of a third party kind of latching onto a presidency and their administration and genuinely helping, it seems. But, you know, that kind of thing could normally be misconstrued as help, but it's really a power grab. And I don't see the sinister side of those things yet with the Doge team. I don't know if that's actually, you know, obviously something I'm not going to see until, you know, probably the end of, you know, the chance to be able to do anything about it. But in terms of the information coming out and just talking about where this money's been going, you know, how corrupt our government actually is, it's a breath of fresh air, you know, kind of realizing, yeah, no, I'm not crazy. Like, yeah, no, this entity that is our government is literally bending over the middle class and fucking them. Like, I was trying to be polite or like PG there, but you can't. You literally can't. The taxation, food, gas, nothing's getting better in terms of infrastructure. Trains are derailing. Remember that whole thing where like five trains derailed like during COVID? Like, no one's talking about that kind of infrastructure being improved. And even if you're like just, you know, just driving in your local town, your local highway, and you're like, damn, like I, you know, every check, a couple hundred bucks comes out of my goddamn, for some people, thousands of dollars, or if you pay, you know, if you're on salary, obviously. But in terms of just like seeing where the money goes, I just don't see it. Obviously in defense and weapons and, you know, probably the military, but we're also hearing that we are spending money on the military, but just not in a good way. We're spending millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars on online video, virtual training videos on how to talk to cis white men and how to navigate a conversation with a trans person in the military. I do actually want to shout out someone who I just kind of recently met. Devin Lee. Shout out to Devin. A guy that's a former veteran who told me a story a little bit. We were shooting on one of his buddy's properties a couple days back, and he was telling me a story about how, you know, he was in the Army. And there was just this one moment where, like, he was walking through, I guess, his barracks or some kind of communal area in his Army base or the military compound. And he walked by this, in other words, a dyke, walked by this very manly-looking woman. And he said, how are we, sir? And she apparently crashed out on him and said, do I look like a fucking sir to you? And literally started making him do push-ups. Like, as like a power thing. And he said right then and there, I realized I got to get the fuck out of here. Like, you could just tell, like, he didn't say it, but I'm like, I bet your soul kind of like took a little bit of a gut punch in that one. Cause you shouldn't have to be even focused on any of that kind of garbage. If you're in the military, focus on your job, focus on national defense, focus on the task at hand, your mission, safety of the American people, the values of America as well. And, you know, I feel like, even during Trump's first presidency, because of all the fucking politics and drama and, you know, the lies with Russiagate and stuff, like, all that kind of clouded and really distracted him from getting some of this shit that could have been done, you know, 8 years ago now, done then, but now it's getting done now. But Tulsi Gabbard was also just approved as the, I think, Department of, I think, Home, no, not Homeland. I gotta see Tulsi Gabbard. Let me see. Bear with me, folks. Pulling all this stuff up on my phone here. Tulsi Gabbard. She is trending on Twitter, though, so, and that's Director of National Intelligence, which, honestly, like, I don't know what that job truly entails. I don't know what any of these jobs truly entail, the full description of like what you're going to be able to see, handle, or do. But Tulsi Gabbard, you know, in my opinion, seems like one of the more authentic politicians that are, you know, in this political sphere that we're talking about right now. So, you know, having her with a position of power that can make some change and do some good, I think that's another really good. I'm talking about this like it's a fucking, you know, off season for the NFL. Like, a really good pickup for Donald J. Trump. A really good off season pickup. I'm kidding, but no, seriously though, and I think compared to if you look at Donald Trump, President Trump's first go around as president, the people around him definitely look a little different now. Not in terms of cosmetically, they look different, but they are genuinely just different people that seem smarter and just seems like this is a more formidable team going forward. And I really do hope that, you know, because Tulsi Gabbard is legitimately a Democrat, kind of in the middle, you know, I hope that someone with her ideals or maybe even herself will try and be the next president after Trump's 4 years, because we need someone with similar ideologies and values to kind of keep the continuity going with some of these, you know, new laws, new bills, all this new stuff that's going to be erased if someone completely on the other side of the fucking thought process comes in after Trump's second and final term. You know, I think that's where American politics, in my opinion, just, I don't know, just are a little bit pointless in terms of nothing really gets done and stays done, because someone's always going to disagree with somebody on something because they have to run on that idea. They have to market and campaign on that one thing. And it just, it literally makes the previous 4 years just a joke. Like, it's like we're watching a fucking revolving, it's like we're watching like a Grey's Anatomy type soap opera all the time in the White House, with just new people coming in, getting flamed online, fucking up big time. And it's, I don't know, I just think that something has to change in that regard. The career politicians like Elizabeth Warren, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, I think his name is, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, like some of these guys and gals that are literally like being assisted by like five aides to walk around. Like those types of individuals should not be like choosing anything for a populace of anyone. They shouldn't be making any real-time decisions by themselves. And they aren't, because objectively, all those kickbacks, all those checks, all that money that they're getting paid, why their net worth is millions and millions of dollars, like you literally, it's like, hey, you go in and you catch your son watching some fucked up shit online. Like, hey, son, what are you watching? Nothing, Dad. I'm watching SpongeBob. All right, I'm gonna check the internet history, and if you're lying, you're gonna be in trouble. It's literally like these people forgot to delete their internet history. It's like, have you never watched porn before? I guess is the real question. I was going to go down that route, but, you know, I guess, you know, having a little analogy like that is a little better description. But no, seriously, like, what did you expect? Eventually, realizing that you're on a salary of like $400,000 a year and you have a net worth of like $67 million, did you really think that no one was ever going to question that, or at least question it out in the open? Like, how fucking arrogant are you as, like, not just a person, but as someone that was an elected official by people? Like, people counted on you to be a true and honest person in a very fulfilling job where you're representing people, representing the American people, representing the values and ideas of America that is America, and shitting all over it by getting kickbacks from Pfizer, J&J, or fucking the WEF, bro. And that's another organization that literally needs to be banned from the United States soil. Like, in my personal opinion, the WEF is behind a lot of heinous and evil shit. And Klaus Schwab, the fact that he wrote a book describing the events of COVID, describing in 2030, we're all going to have nothing and love it. He calls it the Great Reset. Guys like that and companies like that that embody values like that should just be terminated. I'm not saying, you know, send in SEAL Team 6. I'm just saying literally shut down the shop. Like, what are they going to do? Like, objectively, what, like, international law, my ass. Like, if they're spreading propaganda, if they're infiltrating and corrupting governments, which I believe they are, they are a terrorist organization. in my personal opinion. If they are swaying like campaigns, elections, and politics with money and power and fear, like that's you know, that's something out of a James Bond movie, in my opinion. And I do apologize if I sound a little under the weather. My allergies are acting up. The pollen is out and about. It's getting warmer. And it's fucking February, man. Come on, Florida. Like, there's only legit two seasons down here. I keep forgetting that, but I, you know, I don't know why. So, President Trump orders DOGE to raid the IRS. Top agents already reported to be in the building. And he was talking about also eliminating the income tax and just going to a flat tax, which a lot of people are saying keep tax on income, but just lower it. But I don't know. I feel like a flat tax would be a new idea. I don't know. Like, all I know is that if you are not making, in at least Florida, and you know, don't take this in any kind of bad way here. If you're a single person, you don't have a kid, you don't have a wife or a girlfriend, to live comfortably, like, and I mean like truly comfortably, you need to be making, in Florida right now, in the central area of Tampa Bay, I would say, in my opinion, street point of view, just a regular guy on the ground here, I think you would need to make like $75,000 to $80,000 a year. And that's just in Florida. And I'm not even like, I'm not even exaggerating. I'm not hyperbole. And like, if you look at the job market, there's no availability like for jobs that pay that. And if jobs do pay that, the opportunities and the positions are slim, first of all. Second of all, I mean, there's a lot going on with bigger companies down here in Florida, or just overall. I mean, Tropicana is a massive employer of people in Florida, and the biggest, I think, citrus producer on the East Coast, I can't remember the name of the company, just shut down like three or four weeks to maybe a month ago. But Tropicana's, they're cutting people off, like trimming the fat, man. They really are, like Colin Farrell said in that one movie. But no, it's scary in that regard, because not a lot of people go to school, and to get the higher paying jobs, you need qualifications and certifications and a degree from a school that you can't even afford to begin with. And even if you tried, you would be putting yourself in severe debt on top of more debt that you probably had going into it. So a lot of things just need to change in terms of like where the money goes, how it's used. College needs to be cheaper. Healthcare needs to be cheaper. Our roads and gas roads need to be a lot nicer. I mean, it will save Americans thousands of dollars a year if they weren't running over so many potholes, running over so many nails, driving on shitty ass roads, running through their oil in their car faster and faster, causing more accidents, oil slicks. I don't know. There's so much shit, man. Like I hit an oil slick as Irma was running through Florida and hydroplane. So like just weird things can happen if things aren't up to code. Another thing, housing codes and standards, like they need to be increased, especially with the bigger storms coming in. Like common sense. This is common sense. Going over and addressing issues that not only were previously just had with big storms, but overall just trying to like not allow history to repeat itself. Like isn't that the biggest like name in the game when it comes to politics? Not trying to repeat mistakes made prior. And yeah, like it happens. Don't get me wrong. Accidents happen. But when like the same agenda, the same voices have been voicing the same shit over and over and over and over, spewing the same lies, taking the same kickbacks, telling the American people the same lies over and over and over, literally willing to die on a hill of lies just so that they can, I don't know, keep getting more money, maintain power. I don't know why some of these people do what they do, but we're in a very interesting time. Also, earlier today, Donald Trump did say that we will no longer be allies with Canada nor supply them with protection if they don't become a 51st state of America. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, with Greenland and all, I mean, now Canada, I don't know. I don't want to sound like an asshole or anything like talking about it. It's just a very touchy subject. I mean, I don't know where it came from. I know Justin Trudeau, and I don't know him personally, but I know that that administration up there is probably being very, very difficult with Trump's administration. Literally two polar opposites. So, you know, that's probably just a war of words, in my opinion, but definitely something to keep an eye on. And honestly, you know, same thing with the Panama Canal. People were talking about how Trump might militarize that area, but they're already not charging our ships fees anymore, saving Americans and the American government tens of millions of dollars a year. So, I mean, that's a good thing. There are things that are getting progressively done that make sense, in my opinion. Also, an announcement was made, if you do give out any kind of inside information in terms of any tips or heads up on ICE raids, you will be arrested. So there will be ramifications and consequences to stuff like that. So that is, it makes sense. It's the law, man. You can't harbor fugitives. You can't harbor people that are breaking the law when they come in here immediately. I mean, I know that sounds just harsh, but that's just the law. It's written. It's a fact. It's, you know, and come over here the right way. And, you know, that'll be a different story, obviously. And, you know, because you got to learn about American values and culture and traditions and law before you can just come over and live in this area. Like, that's just not how it works. Like, unfortunately, I know, but, you know, that's a whole discussion too that's just going to continue to heat up, especially with how controversial the border talk is. But the main issue there is just the drugs, the guns. I mean, the cartel is running rampant in that area, and Mexico was doing nothing about it. So, you know, you really got to just make sure that they start realizing, oh, fuck. I mean, we can't let the cartel just destroy American youth and the border in general. I mean, we got to act too, because, I mean, if we don't act, then there's going to be consequences for our government with tariffs and other restrictions placed on us with legislation and just overall Trump's determination to try and solve this problem. It's very, very controversial, I guess is the best word to say. It's definitely something to obviously watch closely, because, you know, anything could pop off. And I also did see, talking about the West Coast, another military plane went down over in San Diego. Two pilots were able to eject before the plane crashed, but the video on Twitter looks pretty fucking crazy, I'm not going to lie. I don't know why. A couple years ago, it was trains crashing. Now it's planes crashing. I'm sure there's so many plane crashes that we don't hear about, but I just feel like we're getting more and more of it now, which is crazy. I mean, like, it just doesn't make sense. Technology is so advanced. We have some of the best engineers ever. I mean, we're in a technological peak right now with AI, with everything, with warfare capabilities, and, like, passenger planes are going down, catching on fire. Boeing is still a company. Like, I don't know, man. Like, common sense is the theme of this episode. How do we correct these problems objectively and with common sense? Which, with common sense, there's a right and there's a wrong. That's just the truth. But, I'm glad I got to kind of voice off all these little things that have happened, especially today. A lot of this stuff happened today in terms of what Trump was talking about and some of the confirmations. But, hopefully you guys enjoy these little, I guess, ramble episodes in terms of just talking about the news, talking about big events, big headlines, trending topics. You know, that's all we can really do is talk, speculate, and voice our opinions and, you know, kind of objectively look at things from a bird's eye view and realize, okay, that's right, that's wrong, you know, and that's all you can do. You have to try and learn something new every day. At least that's what I try and do. But everyone out there, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Tea Time Reports with News Hour. Again, this is Trevor with Tea Time. Thank you so much. Stay safe, stay awake, and obviously be aware. But in these times, now more than ever, you got to stay close to your friends, your family, and you got to be some kind of have some kind of conscious awareness of your surroundings. If you live in a big city, if you live abroad, it's we're entering weird times right now. I mean, we have been, but I feel like now more than ever, it's going down this slope of just polarization and tribalism. So hopefully that kind of mindset can kind of go extinct and we can all unify and be, you know, peaceful people on this planet. But, you know, that's a dream and a utopia that I don't know that exists just yet. Just yet. But again, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Trevor with Tea Time Reports. Stay safe, stay awake, and peace.